And as promised, joining me from the World Trade Center today is Nicole, their officer, one of their offices. They have offices all over the place, but the office that we're dealing with today is Winnipeg, and not only how it pertains, of course, to that city, but right across the province, including Flin Flon and northern Manitoba. Nicole, thank you very much for doing this today, and I guess I'm assuming you've probably been pretty swamped since all this COVID-19 stuff.
Very, very busy. I am the liaison officer at the World Trade Center Winnipeg, and working on bringing in content and offering our webinars from my dining room table. So it's been very busy. A lot of moving parts, and trying to be current in what entrepreneurs are looking for.
Now, you are, of course, familiar with Flin Flon. You were here back at the end of February. We'll talk a little bit about that. But quickly, why don't for people that are listening, in particular people that are in businesses or own businesses, what does the World Trade Center do? What exactly do people do?
Right. So World Trade Center Winnipeg really helps entrepreneurs start, grow, and expand their business. So we serve all of Manitoba. We're really there to help if you have a business idea, everything from that to international trade. So really navigating all the programs and who you should connect with. We have great relationships with all our partners, and we work collaboratively with the Chamber of Commerce as well, and just really helping you succeed in your entrepreneurial journey is really part of our mission. And we're part of 300 World Trade Centers in 90 countries. So it's we are very connected internationally as well as nationally and locally.
Now, you were in Flin Flon the end of February. It was the Chamber of Commerce, I believe, in Greenstone that brought you in. It was a plan for success for different businesses here in our community. And I know talking to you leading up to the interview here today that it was very well received, and you touched base with a number of Flin Flon entrepreneurs and businesses.
We did. We came up with the program. It was the Link event with UCN and Community Futures Greenstone, and there was a couple events during the day. One day in the PAW and one day in Flin Flon with the students, and so we did some talking about entrepreneurship and what type of businesses that these youth would maybe be interested in. And the evenings we met with the Chamber of Commerce in Flin Flon and the PAW. And one thing that did come out of those conversations were the entrepreneurs were saying, you know what, we'd like a little bit more information on succession planning. So that is one of the reasons why I'm speaking with you as well today, is to really encourage people to join in with our seminar next Tuesday on May 12th. And we're going to have succession planning for success. And it's much more than just talking about the sale of the business or how to structure your financials. Good succession planning really involves preparing people and the processes as well. So we will be really diving into that, and we'll be Ben Dewick from Kentera Leadership will be offering that session.
Now, who do you recommend take this? I'm assuming it's for all businesses, big and small, doesn't matter your size?
Correct. Just really getting that information and start. Sometimes it's interesting where when I offer the how to start a business in Manitoba, I'm also talking to them about have an exit strategy, because that can take several years. It's just not one day that you get up and say, I'm going to sell my business. There's a lot of things that you need to think of. And so it's really for everybody, to really start thinking of that, because eventually you'll want to have an exit strategy for sure. And we really try to help entrepreneurs navigate all aspects of business. We're going to have a lot of seminars on the returning to work, resiliency, sales, how you can switch your the way that you're selling, the return to work protocols, and the social media seminars have been very, very well attended. And we also have a great partnership with the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce, which on the 15th of being the return to work protocols with Taylor McCaffrey.
So I guess the big question now is, if you're a business, how do you get involved? How can somebody take this seminar that you're offering?
Oh, very easy. So just going to WTCWinnipeg.com, and you'll see our events page, and you can subscribe to our information and receive everything in your inbox, and as well as just going on our calendar of events, choosing the seminar that you're interested in. And the May 12th, Succession Planning for Success. And just click on that. If you have any problems, our staff is available to help you. And you can definitely give us a call, and we'd be happy to help you with that.
You're also mentioning to me that May is a very busy month. You're offering lots of different seminars and programs for businesses across the province.
Correct. We're really trying to answer the demand and fill out those answer the questions that our entrepreneurs are facing, and so we are also very open to hearing what your needs are. So if you are in rural Manitoba and there is a burning question, we can definitely find the information, or we may already have something in the works as far as seminars and panels. We have info sessions as well, and so we encourage you to take a look at our website, or you can give us a call, and our 800 number is 1-800-665-2019.
The nice thing is, like you said, even though you know, the northern communities are quite a ways away from Winnipeg. With webinars, you can instantly be connected.
Exactly. And our platform, Zoom, is very easy to navigate and use. And we've recently switched over to that so that we can have more people join us. And the response has been very, very good.
Quickly, Nicole, anything else you want to let people know that's important about your organization or anything you have upcoming in the not-too-far-distant future here?
Just give us a call. Join us. All our seminars are available by webinar, and know that we are a trusted resource. And any information that you need on COVID-19, we're there to help you through this difficult time, and we can help you navigate those programs. And we're really there for you. So please reach out. Our business advisors would be very happy to help you along your entrepreneurial journey, and we wish you all the best in this difficult time.
Absolutely. I mean, COVID-19 is a difficult time, but it's nice to know that there's help available, and obviously people are scared, I get that, but you have some services that can really help people get through a difficult time. So here's hoping, Nicole, that people use these resources, because that's what they're there for.
Exactly, and thank you very much for having me. And like I said, give us a call, drop us a line, info@WTCWinnipeg.com as well. You can reach us via email, and we also have a form on our website called the Business Information Request Form, and you can request that at any time. And if you are looking for materials for research components, so people that are thinking of opening up a business, there's a lot of great opportunity. You know, there might be some really good opportunities to starting a business in the near future, and you're looking for research. We have that component as well. Our business advisors can help you do some secondary market research, and there's a form on our website, and we can help you with all your research needs as well.
Nicole, thanks a lot for your time. We hope to talk to you again, hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. Yes, thank you. I've really enjoyed coming up to Flin Flon and the Paw, and I've met a lot of wonderful people. So I've always enjoyed coming up north. So you guys take care, and I wish you guys all the best.